It's the Hardy Awards, right here on the home of the 12-pounder. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
And now with a look at the Nissan Open leaderboard, here's Cobra.
Thank you, Mike. It seems your leader right now is Mike Weir at 12 under. Tiger, 8 back going into the weekend. Hank Keeney, who's from Dallas, attended SMU before he bottomed out with a bout with alcoholism, is in second place.
Becky, is Tiger going to make the cut?
Yes, he made the cut.
Okay.
Thank you.
How many consecutive? Well, we're not doing that right now. I don't know where you're going with that.
Oh.
All right, let's continue here.
It's weird.
The Hardys roll on, and the category that is up next, most inconsequential.
Interesting. When you mean
Dad.
Inconsequential, you're saying what?
The person whose presence on the scene just doesn't matter. It doesn't make any difference one way or the other.
Interesting. It's almost as if they aren't even there.
Right.
Interesting. Interesting.
Here are the nominees for this very controversial category. Mike Turley.
Uh-oh.
The Norwegian guy on the Mavericks. TV Tim Matthews.
Oh, dear.
Jennifer Reed.
Buddy, who's Jennifer Reed?
And the player to be named later in the A-Rod trade. Mike Turley, the Norwegian guy on the Mavericks. TV Tim. Jennifer Reed, and the player to be named later in the A-Rod trade.
Okay.
All right. Envelope.
Ripped open.
Winner
would be Jennifer Reed.
Jennifer Reed. Wow. An amazing first-time winner.
But unfortunately, Jennifer can't be here, but picking up her 12-pounder would be former Cowboy wide receiver Bernard Ford.
Would you like to explain to the masses who she is, Cobra?
Yeah, she's a bone DJ.
All right. Next category, dumbest. Here are the nominees. Now, do we need to explain this?
No, I even get this.
Okay. Nominees here, Tom Hicks, Randy Galloway, Fox Sports Radio 1190 for pulling the plug just as they were about to overtake us, and Big Dick Renner.
Rick Renner, also
yes.
Fox Sports.
Right. Tom Hicks, Randy Galloway, Fox Sports Radio, 1190 for pulling the plug just as they were about to overtake us, and Big Dick Renner. Grego?
I've got the envelope, Ron. I've ripped it open, and I've got the winner here, and the winner is Fox Sports Radio, 1190.
Wow. Gee, they were only about 12 ratings points away from overtaking us, and they pulled the plug on that thing. How stupid can you get?
And they are represented here, though, and to pick up their 12-pounder would be former employee Tom Gribble.
All right.
Former program director of Fox Radio.
Right, and what was his quote about us? People are tired of that?
They're tired of Hogan's Heroes talk and talk about women.
Right, they are.
So, way to go, Fox Sports Radio 1190.
Right, what a visionary he turned out to be. Now, the category of smartest. Here are the nominees. A-Rod, Steve Nash, Jerry Jones, Fox Sports Radio for pulling the plug, and Mark Cuban. A lot of smart guys here.
A lot of smart dudes.
That's right. A-Rod, Steve Nash, Jerry Jones, Fox Sports Radio, and Mark Cuban.
And last year, this was won by Mark Stepnoski, but he is not eligible this year because he has moved to Vancouver.
Right. He has assumed Canadian residence.
Because pot is legal there.
Right.
So he can just smoke on out.
Like he was having trouble getting it here.
Right. Corby. Yeah.
All right, Grego.
Envelope.
The honors?
Yes. Danny Paul ripped it open for me. And the 12-pounder goes to Steve Nash, another Canadian.
Wow.
Very deserving.
Yes.
Very deserving.
Yes. Very intelligent guy, Steve Nash. Guy that we all like. So congratulations to him. All right, let's move on here. The next category is biggest hothead.
Uh-oh.
Now, does this need explaining?
No.
This is the guy who is...
I said no.
Most Well, I thought I would explain it for those who might need it. This is the guy who is most likely to blow up, probably over something that really doesn't warrant that type of a blow up, but maybe it does. Here are the nominees: Bill Parcells, Mark Folliwell, Marianne Rizouk, Don Nelson, and The Hammer.
Wow, The Hammer.
Wow.
I'm sweet.
Could be your big category, Grego.
Could be.
Have you ever won one before?
I don't think I've ever won a Hardy.
It's a big moment for you.
Could be.
Well,
maybe I shouldn't open this one.
All right, Danny, you want to do the honors here?
No, not really.
Danny, examine it. Come on.
Go ahead, Hammer. It's okay to if you do win. You can announce your name.
And the winner is me.
Now, I wonder why we all voted last night.
You made a late push, man.
For The Hammer.
You think that was a late entry and a late push?
And there's one reason.
I've been eating their fresh... God, man, I'm about to tear this place apart!
All that over a commercial.
Well, Grego, I'd say we need a little acceptance speech here.
Why,
I would like to thank everybody that voted for me.
That would be the rest of the show.
It really would.
Was that unanimous?
Yeah.
Really?
I think so.
No.
Did you vote for yourself?
I didn't vote for myself.
So that's all you're going to thank? That's all you got for us?
I'm panicking.
Well, Reiner,
I've never won anything like this. I'm kind of panicking. So I'll say all right.
Reiner, I'd like to hear an acceptance speech from you for winning most likely to have gotten more than he bargained for after farting in a show.
Well, you know what? That was handed out before the show.
Right.
Okay.
Do we have a tape of anything?
Well, no. Those people don't make acceptance speeches.
Maybe you gave it in a foreign language.
Whoa. And I didn't accept the award anyway. Ooh. No, I didn't make it in a foreign language.
But try not to fart.
And then you walked off. Thank you.
Try not to fart.
All right, next category. Biggest pothead.
Oh, not hothead, now biggest pothead.
Right. Now, would you like to elaborate on this?
Oprah!
I think it's someone who smokes pot a lot.
Weed.
I think.
All right. Okay, well, let's see who the nominees for this might be. The nominees are Snake.
Not deserved.
Well, we'll see when the envelope gets ripped open.
Dan McDowell.
Huh?
Mr. Do. Robert Wolanski. And David Finfrock.
I think that's funny.
Hey, don't laugh. That's not funny.
Hey, how can he do weather if he wasn't? Think about it.
We have it on good authority that he was part of
when
that.
When a high-pressure zone comes in.
Yeah.
I like pot.
There's a bong somewhere.
All right, Grego, go ahead.
And the 12-pounder for the biggest pothead goes to the Dallas Observer's own Big Bob Wolanski.
Wow. Robert Wolanski wins that, huh?
You know, it's kind of good that he does that, you know, because we've won best show and the best of Dallas for a long time.
Yeah, so I guess turnabout's fair play
is. So
here.
We give something back to Big Bob.
Biggest pothead.
And who is this accepting
Love
the award
Beaver.
for Wolanski tonight for Big Robert?
You know what? You're not going to believe
it Zach
this,
Zach Green?
No, it's
Grooves.
Not.
It's Grooves.
It's former Rangers coach Ed Napoleon.
Ed Napoleon.
A couple guys has got it going on.
Right. Good to see Ed Napoleon.
Uh-oh.
Oh, he's on the hotline.
This is our first real acceptance.
All right, a real acceptance speech is on the way here because on our phone, Grego, we are joined by the winner of the biggest pothead category, Robert Wolanski of the Dallas Observer. I can't imagine what a great moment this must be for you.
You beat out David Finfrock.
You know, the dream come true. I can't believe I turn on my radio in 3 minutes and this is what I hear.
Congratulations, Bob.
Way to go, Bob.
You really earned this one.
Well, you know, I've got my bar mitzvah speech prepared, but that's all I've got. So
it'll work.
And I've rolled it up and I've smoked it, so. I really have nothing prepared other than I can just say...
Just thank the Academy and you'll be cool.
I'd like to thank the Academy and I'm moved. I'm touched. I'm flattered and I'm delighted.
Well, good. You're going to be with us next week, and we're going to talk about a movie.
Yeah.
Yes.
We booked you for next week. Don't forget it.
I'm so high right now, I'm
right. Yeah, don't forget it in that pot-induced haze of yours.
That's right, and it's a good thing I saw the movie while incredibly high.
Attaboy.
All right, boys.
Way to go, Big Bob. All right, thanks. There he goes with our first real acceptance speech, Robert Wolanski. However, we did have someone call in and register disappointment because they didn't win, Greg.
We did? Who was that?
That was Studer, who was very disappointed not to win for Studer. Nicest Guy.
Beat out by Big Ben.
That's right. Studer won it last year, and he was hoping to become a two-time winner in that category. But
Danny, wasn't it pretty close? Wasn't it very close?
Neck and neck.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't work out for Studer this year, but maybe next year.
But just remember, with the Hardys, there are no losers.
That's right.
Everybody's a winner.
All right, coming up next, working class hero, biggest man crush, craziest use of hair color and or beard, and cockiest. All of that ahead here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.